fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
This week on Fitter Happier, we're taking a look at the Live Lighter campaign. Live Lighter is a Western Australian Department of Health public health education program to encourage people to eat well, be physically active, and maintain a healthy weight. Live Lighter engages with the community through mass media, social media, online, and print. Joining us this morning to tell us more is Nutrition Policy Advisor in Population and Community Health for the East Metropolitan Health Service, Dr. Christina Pollard, and Anne Finch from the Council Cancer Council. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us on the Mag and Fitter Happy this morning.
Thank you.
Now, first off, can you give us some details about Live Lighter? What is it and what does it do?
So Live Lighter is basically a public education campaign, as you mentioned. We use social marketing to encourage people to eat well and be active. So you might have seen our ads on TV and on bus backs. We also do a lot in the social media space and digital advertising. We also provide people with a lot of practical tools and resources to make those changes to eat better, to get out there, to get walking. And we do a lot of stuff behind the scenes. So that includes stuff like working with universities and supporting local government areas to help create a healthier community.
How important is it to have partnerships with bodies like these universities and other bodies to get this message out there?
It's super important. I think one of the things that we really love about working with universities is the knowledge translation. I guess we've got academics that are doing great studies, and we have the opportunity then to take that knowledge that's learnt in those trials and give them to the population for everyday people to use.
Awesome. So who is this program aimed at? Who are you trying to target here with the Live Lighter campaign?
So the Live Lighter campaign is aimed at people 25 to 65, the general population. But for the trial that we're running with Curtin University, we're looking at people aged 18 to 65 who are carrying extra weight.
Okay. Now, Anne, you specifically work with the Cancer Council. How does being healthy help if you're diagnosed with a cancer?
It really puts you ahead if you've got a healthy body to start with. And then we know that looking after what you eat and getting some exercise has really good outcomes for your treatment and for your recovery. I guess we're kind of looking at this from a prevention aspect. So being a healthy weight, eating well, getting exercise actually reduces your risk of developing cancer in the first place, and not just cancer but other chronic diseases. So heart disease, type 2 diabetes, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease are some of the really big ones.
Sure. Now, Christina, can I ask you, how does the campaign try and connect with its target audience? Does it have an area, you mentioned social media before, you mentioned kind of these other advertising campaigns. Is there one of these aspects that is more important than the other, or is it kind of the collective that works together in your experience?
I think with these mass media campaigns, they aim to raise public awareness of issues, and, you know, for Live Lighter, it really highlights the issue of being overweight and its link with disease risk, and also promote the type of actions that people need to take, so to change their diet, increase their physical activity.
Sure.
Part of the issue is that with two-thirds of the population, adults, being overweight or obese, it's kind of normal. So people have lost a little bit of the impact of the risk of being overweight. So a campaign like this can raise awareness, but then more is needed on the ground through these other activities to really promote that change.
Yeah.
For an individual, once you know you're overweight or there's a risk, what do you do about it?
So part of that is engaging, I guess, in an interactive way with people through kind of social media and things like that?
Yeah, social media really does provide this opportunity to reach a big population group, and particularly with things like this Live Lighter Today study that we're doing, we can actually use the mobile phone technology and the Fitbit to really get people to monitor their own diet and get support for their attempts to change their body weight.
Yeah. I'll just throw this question open to either of you here. Why do you think we have become a bit complacent? You say that two-thirds of the population are either obese or overweight. I mean, what do you think, are there any major factors behind this, or is it something that we've just, lost interest or awareness of to kind of be healthy in our daily lives?
Well, I think it's really easy to overeat, and also a lot of the time we're not really clear on what's in food. Yeah. So, you know, we tend to have opportunities to eat 24/7. When we've looked at what people are eating, we've done it with mobile phones, and we find that people are taking photos of what they're eating in the middle of the night. So there's the way that we relate to food has changed. There's a lot of advertising and promotion. Yeah. There's a lot of the energy content of food has increased, and the portion sizes have increased. And alcohol is a factor, particularly for as you become an adult. People don't realise the energy content or calorie content of alcoholic beverages. And then with that, we have our reduced physical activity. So you add those two together, and we have what we know as an obesogenic environment. Yeah. So we live in this environment where it's not transparent. We don't notice it.
That's a dangerous combination, obviously.
Yeah.
You're listening to Fitter Happier on the Mag, and this week we're discussing the Live Lighter campaign with nutrition policy advisor Dr. Christine Pollard and Anne Finch from the Cancer Council. Now, guys, I understand you want to get people involved in a voluntary trial. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, well, Live Lighter has partnered with a Healthway-funded project with Curtin University, and we have an opportunity for people to enrol in a trial people who are interested in losing weight, who are overweight, to get support to monitor their diet and physical activity and get tailored feedback on how to change. And we found when we've done studies like this before that they work.
Yeah.
So we're testing the tailored feedback. We're doing it in a randomised controlled trial. So that's the gold standard in research for intervention. So there's a team of dietitians and exercise physiologists and experts in communication and messaging that are working on this trial. So we're really keen to get the public to go that step further to register into the trial.
And I guess a specific group of people that we're really looking for is for the men listening to sign up. We know that women tend to be a little bit better at engaging with the health system. And so whenever we recruit for a trial like this, we get a lot of ladies signing up. So we'd really like to get, at least half the people in the trial being men, because that's
the population. Yep.
Yeah. And, especially because we know that men are especially at risk of carrying extra weight. About 75% of men in the kind of middle-aged group are carrying extra weight. So we'd really like to get a few more guys signed up in the trial.
Cool. I wanted to ask you about that, actually, because you mentioned that 75% of men are in that category. Is it your experience that are men less aware, or are they less wanting to do anything about it, or are there other factors that influence that sort of number, I guess?
Well, I can say from my experience that men are generally less aware, and they're more likely to not see themselves as overweight or obese.
Sure.
And less likely to know what to do about it. So, and there's a lot of social pressure to drink and to eat regularly. And but what we do know is once men register into a program or decide that they're going to make a change, they generally follow through.
Okay.
So a program like this one, which is 1 year long, we know we generally get people enroll and then they stay in it. And the change happens.
Yeah, great.
Actually, can I just say one other thing? The Department of Health in WA funds the Live Lighter campaign and has, the reduction in overweight and obesity is a priority public health issue for the state. And this particular initiative where we're working with the NGOs, with local health services and trying to bring it to the public, through their own mobile phone devices and in their own home is quite unique. And one of the issues with people who are overweight or obese is sometimes they just don't want to be seen to be joining up to a weight loss program or to be out there. So there's quite a bit of research that shows that people will, through social media or behind the scenes, actually engage in something and do something, and no one around them needs to know.
Yeah. So there's a stigmatism there.
Is a stigmatism, I think, with being the one who's trying to lose weight or getting fitter.
Oh, I can understand that. So how can people get involved if they want to get involved in this?
So I think probably the easiest way to find out a bit more about the Live Lighter Today trial is to hop onto the Live Lighter website. We've got a little peek down banner over the whole website at the moment. So it will say click here to find out more about Live Lighter Today. And you click on there and then that will take you through to the university website. And then you can read a bit more about the trial and then click if you'd like to sign up and then answer a few questions to make sure that the trial is right for you. And then you can hear back from one of the researchers.
Fantastic. Anne and Christina, thank you so much for joining us on the Mag this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Well.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.